It is my business what way I'm going to vote. Nobody else's.
So it's a very private thing.
Exactly. For anybody, whether they're man or woman, it's their business. Well, I don't push my ideas on anyone else, so they have no right to do it to me. I know when I'm going to vote without Tom, Dick or Harry telling me.
And are Tom, Dick and Harry trying to tell you?
I wouldn't listen anyway, because I have my own mind and I decide what I vote.
So you've made up your mind?
I know what I'm going to vote.
And you're not going to tell me because it's private, and why should you?
It's my business.
It is your business.
Exactly. That's what a vote is about. Your business.
And you're going into the ballot box. It's a private vote. No one
yes.
can see how you're voting.
You don't.
You don't put your name on the ballot paper.
Exactly. And you don't tell the woman to hand you your ticket. Oh, I'm going to vote yes, no, or aye, or this, that, or the other. Because it's not her business. It's mine.
And what do you think of the campaign so far on both sides without giving away how you're going to vote?
I don't listen to either side.
Are you reading up on it?
Oh, I see it everywhere. But I have my decision made before anyone comes to say, well, you do this, that, or the other. I know my decision, and I'm the only one that knows it.
Obviously, everyone has their own opinion, but it's definitely a yes for me.
So we're here in a busy salon. What are the clients saying, getting their hair coloured, getting their hair cut?
Majority of people are definitely on the yes. I don't think I've heard anybody say that they're going to vote no for it not to come into the country.
Being a hairstylist, you're almost like a counsellor. People tell you their stories,
oh, yeah.
And they chat.
All the time, yeah. It's like we always laugh and say it's like you're going to a priest. Your clients will tell you everything.
It's like a confessional box.
Yeah, we never talk. It's nearly like you're coming in and you're talking to your friend. So definitely with this vote, I do think a lot of people are towards the yes.
Going to vote yes.
And why?
Because I think it's not right for all them women that have to go abroad and get terminations and having to leave the unborn children in England and not being able to have a funeral or that for them there. You know, abortions are going to happen either way, but I think if the right facilities are in place here in Ireland, a lot of families that won't have to leave their unborn child over in England there, you know.
50-50, I think, yeah.
So here, with your clients, with your customers, is it coming up as you're washing hair, as you're getting the hairdos sorted?
Right, just coming up in general conversation, really, you know. Mostly men here, so I think men are not, they don't want to get involved, really, you know. It's a woman thing, I think, and that's...
So will the men leave vote?
I think they will vote, but they'll probably do what they're told with them.
So whatever their wives or girlfriends
or partners
think.
Or, yeah, family or whatever, yeah. It's not going to make any difference. The woman's going to do what she's wanted. She's going to do herself anyway. I don't think she's going to get beat by swear to by law.
50-50, probably.
My name's Keith Harden, Mr. Topper's Barbershop in Drogheda.
So what's the feeling amongst the customers here?
Very mixed feelings. People, some of them don't really know what to vote. Like, a lot of the customers are coming in, they're undecided. Like, a lot of them are undecided. I find that older people are all no votes, and younger people are all yes votes. Like, but then there's the kind of mid-30 ranges, 30 to 40-year-olds, or we just kind of just listen and let them do what they, you know, let them make their own decision. Like, you know what I mean? We can't. It's not a place for that, like, you know.
Have you made up your mind on how you're going to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote yes. I think we just need to change as a country. We shouldn't be sending women to England and, you know, letting them look after hair problems. Like, you know, we should deal with our problems here in Ireland, like, you know.
I'm here in Polished Nail and Beauty. You're having your nails done as we speak. Have you thought about how you're going to vote in the referendum?
I have indeed.
And how are you going to vote?
I'm going to vote yes. I think everyone obviously has their own reasons for the way they want to vote. I just believe it's the right thing to do in this day and age. I'm not very political myself, to be honest, but I feel that it's an important vote.
Most of my friends anyway, and like who I socialise with, they're all voting yes, definitely. Like, I know, like, the young people, I think yes is the majority, like, of the vote.
Well, I'm definitely voting yes, yeah.
So you think there's a little bit of confusion?
No, I don't think people are reading the information, or maybe they don't have time to read the information.
So you're having your beard cut as we speak. What's your view on the referendum?
I've obviously been in a lot of different arguments about it, and for myself personally, I will be voting yes.
You're just 22 and you're a local Louth man, or are you a Meath man?
I'm a Louth man. Yeah, I will be voting yes. I have spoken to large groups of all my friends at different ages, spreading from young 30s to young 20s, and each and every one will be voting yes.
I'm here in Drogheda visiting different salons. You go to local salons, don't you?
I do indeed, yes. I go to one here in Drogheda. Salons, particularly maybe in smaller towns and rural Ireland, is where women in particular really feel in a very safe and confidential place. Lots of people confide in their therapist, the beauty therapist or the hair therapist. So I think, yes, it is a place where women particularly feel free to express their opinion, maybe more so than in their friends or with their community. Myself, I'm going to be voting yes for repeal, which I feel very strongly about, for freedom of choice, for not just for me on a personal level, but so every woman in whatever situation, and every family, every couple, whatever situation they're in, can have the choice. It's such a sensitive and personal subject that I wouldn't like to disrespect other people's views by arguing too fiercely. So I tend to choose carefully who I might enter into a debate with. And I'll be very careful about not offending someone else's views, even though it is completely the polar opposite view to mine.
It's quite a very personal matter, but I have no problem stating that I will be voting yes.
Well, I think it's a very important referendum, and I'm old enough to have been around to vote for the first time it came out. I voted in the very first one, because I was just 18 at the time.
Back in 1983?
Back in 1983, yes.
And back then you voted yes to add the amendment?
I did, yes, I did. I can't honestly remember that I voted because of the church, but I think I voted with my conscience, which at the time was to vote to add the eighth.
And now what's changed?
I would still have issues around the whole area of abortion, but I think I've got older, life has changed, and I think on the day I will probably be voting to introduce it.
I am voting no, because I don't agree with abortion. Because I think it's murder.
And chatting to men and women in salons and barbers, it really is quite mixed, isn't it, here in Drogheda?
Yeah. And it's going to be a very thin margin about who will get in.